May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio mini podcast. Some brief memories. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today continues in the series of memories of mine, D.C. And this, I tell this in the book I'm working on that I will be reading from a piece toward it, Tassara Stories, tomorrow. Dr. John Phillips, director of the Hopkins Marine Station in Pacific Grove, used to come to Tassara as a guest. He'd been instrumental in getting DDT banned and told me of legislators in Sacramento lambasting him with accusations of devious intent when all I was trying to do was protect the poor pelicans. He and his students continued to test for pollution, finding the average mother's milk so contaminated that he said they should use formula instead. I asked him, what should we do to reverse the course of contaminating the world before we destroy ourselves? He said, it's already too late. That was in the late 60s. Wow. We let him come to Tassara for a retreat there during the bleak winter interim after his wife died. Dr. Phillips and his wife loved to eat crayfish, touting it as the most savory of the shellfish. I told him I'd gone to the creek by the tracks and caught them as a kid. We called them crawdads, brought them home and put them in a tub. Our maid Rosa would take them home. I'd never eaten them. One day I was walking with Suzuki Roshi down toward the pool, and we ran into Dr. Phillips and his wife. I introduced them. He proudly showed Suzuki a bucket of crayfish he'd caught. Suzuki looked at the bucket, half filled with crustaceans resembling squirming little lobsters, let out a distressed sigh of sadness, and walked away. Maybe that's when we started telling guests that the fauna on land and creek at Tassara were our friends and not to be bothered or eaten. Yeah, I don't know if I was walking with Suzuki down there. I might have been talking to Dr. Phillips when Suzuki came up. And I think one thing that's missing in this way of telling it is I certainly started off by introducing them and telling Suzuki what Dr. Phillips did and that sort of thing. I think that's what happened. And at some point, Dr. Phillips talked about how crayfish are the best, are the most tasty shellfish, and showed that to Suzuki, who was like, oh. But let me tell you something. Suzuki would have eaten them if they'd been served to him. Wouldn't have thought anything of it. He didn't make any connection between, he was just a typical person who would eat whatever was served. But then if he saw the actual animal, he wouldn't want to hurt him, you know. In terms of what he taught us, he did not ever teach us strict rules like don't eat meat, don't eat fish. We had a rule of not eating meat or fish at Tassara, and we followed that very strictly. But he was much more concerned about us being fanatics and attached to, you know, rigidly to rules and stuff. That way, he spent much more time urging us in various skillful ways, pushing us away from clinging to, strong beliefs and rigid ideas of practice. But anyway, he was human, and he felt sorry for the little crayfish. This has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.